Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a little Foreigner bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we got a great... One of our great Brain Trust members, Olala Njinga, is back with us. And Olala is the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing. Olala.com, right?
O-L-A-L-A-H.com. That's me.
Mm-hmm. So that's our dear, sweet Olala Njinga. You can find all the things that she does there, folks. And if you're a small business owner and you can't quite seem to get out of the ditch, you can't seem to get your business off the dime, it's not doing what you think it should do, or you're worried about 2013, just give check Olala out and see if she can help you. That's what she does. Olala, you've kind of gotten us all excited now about this revolution thing. You've excited us, you've ignited us, and you've inspired us.
Okay.
But how do we actually put it in gear and move in a direction?
Great question, because, I'm all about action, right? So let's talk the good game. So let's put this thing in motion. And first thing I'd love for small business owners to do is for 2013, just pick one or two wildly important goals and write them down. Not a laundry list, just one or two things for your business. Write them down on paper, on purpose, and then get yourself an accountability partner that you can check in with so that you can, what we call at Yellowwood Group, pulse check. Pulse check your goal. What things are you going to do to set yourself up to achieve those wildly important goals? And it's important that business owners understand that I'm not talking about 20 things you want to accomplish this year. I'm talking about one or two things that makes your heart sing when it comes to your business. I mean, just to give you a quick example, one of the things for me was, I wanted to open a second office for the company.
I remember you talking about that.
And I did. It was a 2013 goal, but it was so big, I had an accountability partner. I was able to close 2012, opening that second office. So I started 2013 with a huge amount of excitement. And it's important to write those wildly important goals down, because when you see it, and you talk about it with your accountability partner, it makes it real. If it's stuck inside your head, it's not real until it's on paper on purpose. Mm-hmm. So that's really important. It's also
There's something about, and I've said this many times before on the show, people talk about, I've done a thousand interviews on business planning with people like you and many others. And in this last 15 years or so, most business plans have been originated on a computer. But I've said there's something about printing out what you said and having those ideas look back at you from a piece of paper. There's something dramatic and powerful about your own words looking back at you from a piece of paper. What do you think?
Definitely. And in fact, I'm all about the pen. So it's reading your own words, and it's looking at your own handwriting.
Well, that's the problem. There's the problem, Olala. I like to be able to read my own thoughts.
So that's a great way to kind of get jump started. Another thing is to do a quick assessment, and I call that know what you don't know, right? And when you know what you don't know, when it comes to making your business successful, you don't have to take it in totality. Take one or two little nuggets. Find yourself a webinar. Find yourself a workshop or a conference. Mm-hmm. Not 40,000 of them, okay? No one is suggesting that you blow through 50 grand on webinars, because we know people who are permanent students who are webinar junkies. I'm not talking about
Those are the people who can't make decisions. They're always looking for somebody else to help them make a decision. Yeah.
Absolutely. So we're talking about one or two areas of your business. So if you'd like to understand what it is to both lead and manage, then you're going to look for webinars and workshops and white papers specifically on those things. Don't get distracted by all of the other conversation around it.
Right.
Know what you don't know and find resources for those couple of key areas.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was about my team. My team is so divergent. Their personalities are very different. And I'm the oldest person on the team, okay? So I'm trying to stay plugged into to conversation
that's
and language.
We could do a whole show on that part, can't we? We ought to do that. Next time you join us, we're going to talk about the generations.
Oh, absolutely. I love that conversation.
That's an interesting topic right now. There's never been more different generational perspectives, backgrounds, attitudes than there is right now. Alala, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Absolutely.
I already feel excited, ignited, and inspired just because you were here.
Thank you.
We'll see you
thank
next time.
Thank you so much.
Olala Njinga, ladies and gentlemen. That's olala.com is her website. And check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.